It is 3 a.m. night.
And this is Dr. Terry. I don't know how many of you went to the Cosmic Codes, but guess what? Last night, I was looking at the moon. And next to the moon, what did I see? One of the most brightest UFO you could ever hope for. So if you are a cosmic coder, go to the cosmic code and look at this picture. Funny enough, I took a video of it also, but you know what? For some reason, it didn't appear. This is life, I guess. All right, so we're starting the show a bit late tonight, so don't tell me. We could kind of make it up to you, listeners, by talking a little bit longer. He's experiencing some problems with his telephone company. You know, these guys are there just to make money, and they put their own jurisdiction, and they mess up everything. So that makes it very difficult for us to get your calls tonight, if any. So just be very about you're sure just listening to Tony and I. Okay, let me tell you what's going on here.
What I wanted to say, if I may. My husband is so fast, he's on his hyper train.
Oh, it's very hard. Go ahead.
I wanted to just say, it seems that time flies by so fast, and it's the fourth middle day of the usual work week, but yesterday we took an extra day off to go down to the Papagos Canal Park, the urban forest.
Yes, and there is a picture of Dr. Chirin.
But I was getting to that. I was going to get to that. The concept was two catfish, two trout, one bass, 13-inch minimum, and five sunfish, one white emmer, 30-inch minimum, no limits on tilapia or carp. A day. So I gave my husband the chance to catch another trout, and he did. We ate him last night, as good as the halibut and the lobster, I will say. Now, thrilling the rod with that one on the end, it's actually quite exciting knowing that you were the one that caught it.
What?
No, I'm just saying, knowing that when you're the one that's able to catch it, like, I caught all the rest.
Okay, all right.
Caught this one. Ladies, if you've never tried fishing before, now, it can be boring sometimes if you are not moving or you don't have anything to listen to, but when you go to just the right place and you have just the right music and you are at one with nature, it is so relaxing, and it's really a beautiful experience. So that's what we did yesterday, and I know what my husband is going to say next, so let me just clarify a few things before we get into that. I was going to say that I'm sure you reckon that spreading the word that the universe is a giant brain, you know, my husband's been doing what he does since the early 90s, and throughout the time being a personal vision on Coast to Coast, in which, you know, the numerous of commonality you listen to nightly, including my own dad back in the day, I was like, who is that man? Here it is, all these years later, he's my husband. So, all these people are listening Coast to Coast. My husband used to be on there back in the day. He still is every now and then. But we know we do. Anyways, it seems that they've been rewarded to the world of experimentation. So, I mean, you've got so much freaking news these days. By that, of course, I mean science. Especially on CNN, you hear FAA can't explain the Dreamliner problems. You got this New Mexico teen accused of gunning down a family. They say he lost his sense of consciousness. You got hate crimes of physically and mentally disabled five defendants left in the holding of captives in Philly boiler room. You got Clinton, who's taking on the Benghazi critics and wanting more security threats. I have something to say that she has said. She said, as I have said many times since September 11th, I say take responsibility. So Clinton told two long-anticipated congressional hearings examining the attack that became a major issue in the November presidential election. Now, in addition to all of this, in addition to all of this, I have to add braids. Now, braids is the complex structure of the universe. They say, science again, may heat the sun's corona. In other words, the sun's outer atmosphere, called the corona, is much hotter than the surface. Now, because all is that, and that is all. Now, we're made in the reflection of the Father, Sun, Mother, Moon, and I'm talking about the dragon. So, of course, the temperature is going to rise to millions of degrees. All this is the age of Aquarius. And I will add my piece to that after I let my husband say what he's going to say.
Well, yeah, first of all, in reference to Hillary Clinton, I, in my book, Moon Power, gave the exact date for terrorist attack. I said a replica of November of 9/11 will take place, and the exact date, September 11. There you go, the Ben Lee situation. So again, you have to remember. Understanding the mechanics of the universe allows me to see the repetition of this mechanics, so to speak, that who's paying attention, obviously you, the ridiculed, minuscule numbers of high, very spiritually advanced people that happens to be curious, while those who are in charge are totally unconscious of the cosmic jurisdictions, which is producing an upsurge of suicide, an upsurge of terrorist attacks, and of course, those kids that are killing everybody because they're being turned into monsters. In fact, not long ago, I wrote a newsletter and I said it's just a matter of time before another of his lost soul turned into a zombie at a medically. Which happens to be, of course, the result of religion, the result of failing educational system, and of course, science. So I was right in. Yet another kid was not allowed to control the intensity of his UCI and his passions, like Adam Lanza, end up killing his family. I don't know how many of you really pay attention to my newsletters, but I keep harassing the entire world of this prediction that I made August 2nd, 2011, preparing the world for the Scorpio's dragon, and God knows it's happening. And this is just the beginning. We're going to be going with this Scorpio's dragon all the way up to February 2014. So imagine the type of dramatic news, the type of suicide, the type of shocking news that are ahead of us. At least you are prepared so you don't become insane. You know, we're going to have again, you know, if the scientists, you know, like always, working and trying to understand what's going on. This is what the cops are saying. This is beyond any human reasoning or understanding at this time. That's what the sheriff says. Family members said Nehemiah Gregor is not a monster, but they can't fathom what could have gone so terribly wrong. Again, do you think it's an accident for Nehemiah Gregor's family to even mention the word monster? Monster, a word that I have kept using nonstop lately in my newsletters. And those of you who are VIPs, you know, we'll read very soon. As anticipated, another monster team, all the product of police, science, cosmic ignorance, religious poisoning, and an inadequate education system, suffered the Scorpio's dragon attack, and he will come back for more very soon. I mean, for a day, a team to gun down his entire family, all that the experts are saying, he lost a sense of conscience. But what's going on with these people? What don't they understand? That it is not by getting rid of the law-abiding citizen rights in our guns. It's not by messing up the Second Amendment, okay, that you're going to stop this phenomenon. They are going to find a new gene. They're going to create a new word that has to be the main reason why this case of Saddam or Alan Lanza actually killed his mother and 20 kids and 10 adults. My gosh, I am going totally insane when I see the humongous stupidity and how fast and how far the scientific community is removing themselves from the spirit, from God's celestial orders and the signs. So I'm telling you, readers, I'm telling you, I'm sick tonight. I'm sick, and this is why Tyrannia decided to get me out of the office. And as I teach my students, any form of ailment comes from because of blockage. Okay? So the blockage is that I'm constantly constipated with this stupid ignorance, and nothing is being done because all the experts are supposed to have the answers are cosmic and conscious and have nothing for you, nothing for your children. Instead, the scientific community, which is in bed with the pharmaceutical corporation and the NFL, okay, are exchanging millions of dollars to endorse their stupid, ridiculous scientific experiment. And here I am every single day, you know, running around like a madman in my own house, wondering how the hell, what could I do to finally reach the media so I can start to put some sense into these people and make them realize that their PhD does not mean they're intelligent. But they are just morons who are trying to save their integrity, doing all they can to get your donation or your tax dollars, okay, to keep doing the stupid experiment in desiccating the brain of Einstein to find out why he was a genius, or desiccating the brain of Adam Lanza, or solve that problem. They find out that Saul has a disease now. Oh, they have shown, and I put that on my newsletter, they have shown part of this brain which is afflicted. But, I mean, knowing that your brain is not enough on a computer, I tell you now, get your laptop, get your computer, put it above your head, and drop it on the floor. Okay. Now, if that thing managed to work, okay, there will be some components inside these computers that are going to be dysfunctional or will break. This is why the new disease they find out and they talk about so proudly, they can only know about it when the person is dead. So what good this does to us?
You're up against, and what we are up against is science without order, false science without order. Now, good sense is going to dictate that the steadfast principle of a necessary reasoning can only be applicable with that of every branch in dealing with the physical and the spiritual. So what is written in the stars is clues. They are clues to the favorable outcome in one's liveliness. That is pure science as a whole. So put up the theories, put up the hypotheses, because you're just perplexed about how things are, when all you have to do is just look above your head. What a little sketch is here, when I was saying earlier, called the New Age of Aquarius, when I was talking about the complex structure of the universe, when they say that braids may hit up the heat of the sun's corona, that's the dragon. So we are the X-ray image of Draco, Latin for dragon, constellation. That's the sun. It shows the rare animation of the brightest star, spirit, and its headlight. And the headlight is the stars and celestial aspects that stare through the clouds and are like this. So it's at a great distance towards the top of the earth at our gods, and it's bronze mark, which is the lost wisdom that everybody's fighting within themselves. So the physical laws that govern the physical universe and the spiritual laws that govern your relationship with the Supreme. And in order to have balance and harmony in your life, you need to learn to balance themselves. That's the only way we're going to fix the problem of all this disturbing news that we're hearing constantly. That's the only way. And it seems like we are making sort of a difference if, you know, science is coming up with this information.
But you know what, Tanya? First of all, the scientific community didn't have Dr. Church aging them under cosmic codes. So I'm mad at a bunch of people that need me marked. All they have is their previous teachers, their previous studies, which is only based on the logical manifestation involving the human psyche, that can be only explored through their microscope. They don't have third eye. Their UCI is laughing, it's limited, it's not intuitive, and it's currently logical and rational. So these are the born scientists, the born atheists in skeptical, which I understand very well, don't get me wrong. But once you understand that life per se, the thought process per se, does not originate from the inside of the human brain. And the full fact of that is if you die, your brain dies too. So doesn't he explain that there is a spark coming from a higher place called the universal mind?
Well, I believe they're getting your work from somewhere to come out with all this stuff lately.
You know what? I was really saying that the physicists find evidence that the universe is a giant brain. My gosh, we are finally making progress. But listen to this. As you mentioned earlier, Joanna, blasting the internet since 1991 and being a favorite guest on George Norrie Coast to Coast AM radio show that is heard by millions of people definitely has paid off for science.
Definitely.
Okay. Why, of course, I do not expect them to ever acknowledge where they first heard the idea of the human mind being directly connected to the cosmic code, the universal mind, or even being in other place for that matter from the scientific community. The fact is my mission to introduce humanity to God's face, to the universal mind, to the cosmic code situation is actually taking place. But you see what? This new came today. Meantime, back in 1991, I was already so well ahead of them all, okay? And whether they're on the right track, as far as someone is concerned, I can still guarantee you that all the scientists are a billion miles away from gaining full cosmic consciousness because there is no teachers just yet that is getting them from the scratch, like I do with any of my students that have to suffer me for 6 or 7 hours a day for a stressful week. And trust me, I am a tough teacher because if you're going to spend some money on me to build your cosmic consciousness, I guarantee you that within a week time, you will know as much as Soraya and I do. Okay, then your life will turn out to be hell because you're going to realize the amount of stupidity regimenting currency in this world because the scientific community is unable to enter the intentional domain of my work or the archetypal realm of consciousness. So if I was giving a little chance, if I had those hardcore skeptics in front of me, first of all, I would knock them out by reading them and knowing them better than their own mother knows themselves, know them, or themselves for that matter. So that would be the first tip to make them realize that I know a little bit more than they do. But unless they separate the accepted discipline that everything starts within the nucleus of the human mind, and the brain is the only generator of every emotions, every passions, every drive, every shortcoming that we all, you know, made up. There'd be no way for them to understand that you can't find the key, what it means to be human, through a damn microscope. You know, a microscope is designed to deal with the physical matter. Now, what they perceive as dark matter is the best way the best symbolism I can use to make them aware that their little educated mind, dark matter, are electrical impulses coming from the planet. And again, I heard it a million times, but Dark Saturn, Pluto, and Jupiter are so far away, how can they affect humans? The moon, okay, maybe, because she's so close to the Earth. Wait a minute here. We are not talking about a physical matter where time and space and even distance enter the equation. You're talking about a spiritual matter, and in time and space there is no distance and there is no time in reality, because you are stuck on this dense physical world. You are stuck in your human body, and you are stuck for, if you are lucky, 75 to 80 years in your life on this dense physical world, where you are trapped into your ignorance, into your fear and your religious poisoning. When the divinity of God's celestial identity can easily be mastered by everyone. And if you do not offer this cosmic fluid to any child, when comes puberty, as I wrote so many times, the amount of passion, emotion, destructive plutonic energy they inherited will take over their will. And because nobody understands them, and because they cannot figure out where the hell they're coming from, who they are, where they're going, they just exit this world in color, with guns. My God, please help me. Help me to find the people that can help me to get my first astrological school operational, so I know when I do that, there'll be a chance to turn this stupidity around and give those children what they so desperately need to regenerate their spirit. Because remember, they are not from your generation. Those kids have nothing to do with you. You give them life, you give them a body, you give them eyes and hair, you give them a physical manifestation. That's all you give them. They're not going to think, behave, create like you, because they have a different UCI. Their unique celestial identity is not comparable to yours. But scientists do not know. And they see the human DNA, the physical human DNA, being the same when it comes to the spirit, when it comes to the complexity of the universal mind. They have such an incredible world to acknowledge, to appreciate, so that finally, the key to women is to be human, become theirs.
You know, so many people are arguing between the world view, which is love of metaphysics, and of course conceptual change. And there's, at the same time, you know, that there's planets above our head that are acting 24/7 in constant motion, that are in our favor and in our own identities. And those planets above our head, the spiritual world, those need so much refinement. Many people need refinement. And if you struggle with the fear to expand and to seek to free yourself from those spiritual limitations, how can you get any further than just the sky? At the same time, I think that people need to, you know, to learn to recognize their limits and not always interfere with entering other people's conflicts or problems, because it can end up messing you up. And I know that one of the hardest lessons sometimes for people is to understand the self-realization with the oneness and themselves as God. But really what it boils down to, Louie, and one of my questions is, you know, life through trial and error, it is honorable, but at the same time, when you do nothing at all, that's not going to help. But at least if you follow the principles that you are allowed for a successful formation, so that way you don't end up falling off your donkey. That's an easier way to put it than just saying morons.
I'm
with you on that.
There are a lot of people who expect to have a different life.
Yeah.
And doing the same thing every day.
That's not
going to
get you anywhere.
It's not going to get there. Yeah. I mean, you can bring the horse to the water, as I said so many times. It doesn't mean it's going to drink at the source of pure wisdom. Because, you know, you have to battle how many years of religious poisoning. You're going to go to hell if you talk to the Arcturian. If you deal with the stars, you're going to go to hell. This is all bullshit. Excuse my French. Don't deal with that. This is pseudoscience. So you have to go against a huge tsunami wave of negativity, of stupidity, of reluctance to become curious. Again, this is why Einstein said it. Again, it's a miracle for curiosity to override the science. So that's what you got to do. And this is sometimes I hate God. I really do. I hate God because by making me this way, this gift becomes a curse. I wish, you know, sometimes I would just be a normal Joe Sixpack. You know, a normal guy.
Well, right, you're not.
You know, go to work, come back home, and enjoy football. And football has nothing to offer, but it manages to bring the emotional up to the roots.
I'm glad you're not just being regular pagan Al Bundy. I don't want to settle for that.
Yeah, but I'm sick of being constipated every day because I'm dealing with so much ignorance. Taking my mission so personally. I'm so passionate. I'm so dedicated. And it is millions of people that have heard me. They read me. They put their money to the church. They put their money in investment. They don't do nothing to help the children tomorrow. What is going on?
What is going on with the world?
Why don't they invest? The children is everything for the future.
Their personal story, guys. There is a guy who I knew when I was 9 years old, and I used to go to church regularly every single Sunday. I went every Sunday. I attended my youth group. I went every Wednesday night for prayer vigil. I always stuck strong to my prayer and belief in really the universe. You know, you call it God, call it whatever, but I always believed in the angels. I always believed. I never gave up my faith, ever. I mean, never. I was so strong in my faith. Because without it, you can't get nowhere. And there was a guy who I used to know, who him and his family had 3 daughters. They attended our church with us all the time, went to church every single Sunday, read the Bible so frequently, and their family was very religious. Well, his kids are grown up now, and of course, one of his daughters was actually in the World Trade Center the day of the 9/11 attacks. Now, she did not die. Of course, she was lucky, one of the lucky ones. She got out. But I just found out from my dad, who goes to another church. My dad's a little bit religious, not extremely, but a little bit.
Yeah.
He just found out the other day, this guy doesn't no longer go to their church. He went to it. They moved and went to another church now. This guy just found out the other day that he has less than 1 month to live. I was devastated. I knew this man, talked to him every time I was in church. He was such a nice man, him and his family. And I just could not move my ears.
Well, what's your point?
And so, I mean, you can go to church every single Sunday, and you can read the Bible all you want. And he found out he's got brain cancer. Had he would have known about some of the laws and some of the stuff that we teach, you know, maybe he could be living. And I still hope and believe that he's not going to die. I hope and I
well,
positive
you know.
Energy, but
we're going to come back to the rules. Any single disease, including cancer, is produced by a blockage. The reason why I developed cancer myself was before you came into my life, I explained that. I had it all. I had the money, I had the sports car, I had the boats, I had all the ladies, but I was very unhappy and I was very lonely because I didn't have somebody that would back me up in helping me in my mission. So I didn't feel really, really good. After this 10 years in England eating pigs, and then there you go. Luckily for me, God saved me. In fact, I'm supposed to go back for another test. When?
February 4th.
February 4th. So I'm good thought for Dr. Cherry because I have to go for another test. But, you know, I'm pretty confident that this is gone. But, you know, each time I go there, they find new things. Maybe they want my money. Who knows? But it's pretty cancerous, so I have to go there. until everything disappeared. But you know, even if I was going to get colon cancer again, this thing would kill me within the next 20 years. There'd be not much left of me in 20 years. I'll be retiring in Florida, hopefully, going fishing with Tom and his kids and my brothers and sisters and Teresa. So when you look at it,
do you think he was his own worst enemy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, when you're constantly hammered to feel guilty, to have fears about the career, not to enjoy life, you are misusing the supraconscious in time and space. In other words, you don't want to think, you don't want to talk, you don't want to be here. You want to die. You want to be like those religious lunatic fanatics in the Middle East who want to die for their for the prophets. So all they do is just surround themselves with belts, with bombs, and they blow up themselves because they've got nothing to live for. So they're doing it in a physical manner. But a lot of religious people end up that way because they are nurturing, they're not nurturing life. They're afraid, they're negative, and then they misuse the subconscious in time and space, all the forces of God, which kind of channelize and destroy them. The blockage is there. So, enough, a lot of religious people are much proner and normal, happy, lucky, go out type of guy like me. To die from the disease.
Do you really think that everybody that goes to church every Sunday or whenever they do go to church really has restrictions from the five senses? I went every to church, and I always knew there was more.
But
because I have so much faith.
But you have a dragon scale in that quadrant.
Right.
Okay? And you're talking about the most advanced, the most liberal, the most futuristic, the most crazy, the most beautiful astrology sign of zodiac. You're talking about President Obama, who said my brothers and sisters are gay and lesbian. You have the right to be treated equally, which I do agree on. So because I'm an Aquarius, who cares what the hell they bring to each other? I wouldn't give a damn if someone stay with my butt. You know, this is how it works.
But also because I was so open. And I think in order to be the president, you have to be extraordinarily open.
It is your UCI that made you bypass the limitation. Your dad was born in December.
November.
Excuse me, the sun sign is in Sagittarius, right? November when?
He's a cuspy sign.
Yeah, he has the tail of the dragon, Cancer. Looking at his stars, born in being such by a sun sign, he has the codification already ingrained in his soul purpose. Now he's a Scorpio also, because he's born in November. So now he has the intensity, the fanaticism that belong to people who are religiously poisoned. They do not understand. They cannot to analyze themselves. To them, the stars are just dead rock hanging there for the sake of being the same pea brain than current scientists.
Well, my dad actually calls it magic.
Well, he calls it magic, but he won't touch anything that I do. He's afraid to hell. Basically,
I think he has curiosity, but he
if your dad and he's a Scorpio and we are public, we are all over the place, he can read anything, he can watch anything on video. So, trust me, your dad knows every single move that he makes. Especially with a Scorpio's dragon right now. Your mom is different. She's a Gemini. She's curious.
Gemini sign Cancer.
Yeah. So she's very curious. Being a Gemini, she's the one who wants to investigate, she wants to move forward, she wants to look at things, and she's adaptable. She adapts to your dad. I mean, you can see the laws. Your mom was born in June, and your dad was born in November, but with some sign of Sagittarius. So, again, the laws of seven, the laws of attraction, if you count seven from June, you're going to end up in Sagittarius. So if you count seven from Sagittarius or December, including this time, you're going to end up in June. And they're both being attracted by the laws of the universe, something that the scientists either do not know or still want to ridicule and classify that sort of science when it's so damn obvious.
The consequences of a closeness like that definitely can conclude the likely for the unclean breed, huh?
You got that right. But you know what?
The influence has arisen.
Yeah, the way I see it...
Laws, folks. Laws, people.
The way I see it is that all I need, it's... I do have some incredible people with me. I mean, you're looking at Tom, you're looking at Jan. Those guys are just godsend. They're very smart in what they do. They are attending every single need that we do. So I know I have at least two people 100% committed to my mission. But, you know, that makes four of us, and that's definitely not enough.
You forgot. You forgot the ETs.
Well,
I mean, they're telling us every day about the world through crop circle symbolism.
Well,
why do you think they're at our house?
Well, exactly. Yeah, a lot of activity, a lot of the tourist house, that's for sure. I'm going to repeat myself. If you're a cosmic coder, go and look at a picture of a UFO that I took yesterday. You know, there is no accident again. You know, there is definitely some forces at work that are in place that brought me Tom and Jan, my two right hand, literally, not to forget, of course, Alan, which has always been guiding me for so many years. But in my life, the pillar of my life and my mission, and then totally dedicated to help people. Yeah, what really bothers me is that there are a lot of people out there who have a hell of a lot of money, much more than what they need or what they really can spend before the number is up. And these people don't know Dr. Turing. Well, if they do know Dr. Turing, they are religiously poisoned because they have been trained by the Church Inc. To give everything to the Church. And if you don't give it to the Church, then the government is going to take it. In fact, the next door neighbor didn't have any children, and he died of cancer a couple of weeks ago. And of course, the house is now, which is owned by the bank. He was sold. He must have like two or three payments left to pay him the house, but he goes back to the system, to the bank, and back to the government. But what I'm trying to say here. You know, one of these days, I really, really hope to find somebody who has the understanding of the depth of my mission for the children and the same integrity that Tom and Jan have, like Jerry and I. But instead of offering me their expertise, which is valuable, priceless, to the children, they could offer me enough money, or help me to set up a non-profit organization, anything at all that will allow me to have an astropsychology school in place, because all religious buildings in 50 years from now will have to disappear. The essence of all the religion, which are based upon the astrology, which is the older mother of all science, is something, of course, if you're a new listener, I explain in the Dead Sea Scrolls, direct relationship, astrology, and a newsletter. This Dead Sea Scrolls uncovered. You can read that from the cosmic code or from my website. But what I'm trying to say is, if I could reach somebody that has this amount of money and is willing to make a donation, please don't do it for the church. Why? It sounds terrible when I say that. Because now you're going to create more morons. You're going to create more monsters. Because these generations are not like you. They don't connect. They only deal with the truth. They only need to know who they are outside of the scientific information, outside of the traditional educational system. They need this cosmic fluid. It is part of the essence. It is part of being a human being to be under the stars. And anything and every human being under the stars is under the jurisdiction of the stars. all the adults find a way to regenerate, because the world was not as fast as it is today. As I said many times in the radio show, not each time, any child has to swallow 2,000 years of human evolution. And by the time he gets puberty, he doesn't know who he is or where he's going, and all the information you stuff his little brain doesn't allow this child to regenerate psychically, psychically, so he loses control. He cannot apply his will, and the very powerful UCI, takes over and becomes a monster.
Well, there's a question really I'm going to ask about this, too. It's making me wonder how. Okay, so we all have to go someday.
Yes.
And we can't stick it with us. We're all set to come to this earth and then die at some point.
Wait, but that's hell.
This is our lesson on this earth.
Yes.
Now, at the same time, with it in our stars to have to go a certain way in a certain day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can't live forever. So how is
your
this
spirit
different?
Does live forever?
Oh, yeah, your spirit,
immortal.
Your spirit,
present, yes.
Right, your spirit lives forever. But as far as leaving this earth, how can you actually stop that? I mean, like once you're like say 90, you can't just or close to 100, or even if you
but
don't
this
reach that.
This is why naturally you get all bad and disease. That's why you don't remember anything. That's why you become like a zombie yourself. You cannot even take care of yourself. You're going back into that stage in reverse. You become old. Your senses, your drive for life are not like it is now. I mean, you're a very young, beautiful woman, and you stop yourself with pills and vitamin and God knows what every single day because you have a strong drive to stay healthy, which is all motivated by fear of death or disease. That is a normal thing there, so don't get me wrong.
But when it comes time,
when
how are you going to stop it?
As you get older, your sense for life, your drive for life, your zest for life diminished and disappeared. And I know very well because I remember where I was working at St. Mary's Hospital in Eastbourne, in Sussex, in England. I will never forget that. This old guy came, was there. Everybody was sleeping. It was like 3:30 in the morning, and he was sitting there. So I went to him and said, "What do you need?" So he said, "Could you go and get me a glass of water?" I said, "Yeah, yeah, I can get you a glass of water." And he says, "I know you play piano every single day. Is there any way for you to play piano for me?" I said, "It's 3:30 in the morning." He says, "Yes, but could you please play just a little bit for me?" And then I did. I just put like just a minute very softly. And then I got his glass of water. And when I come back, he was gone. He was dead.
Yeah.
He wanted to let go on a very peaceful mind. He didn't want to die in front of me, but he knew it wasn't the time, and he just let go. It just felt so good that the music took him all the way up to the face and the tools of God. See? So you need to understand, your UCI is set in a way where you're going to be a health fanatic, a religious fanatic, a scientist fanatic, or you're going to bore the geniuses in any trade that you're already set by the cosmic code to vibrate. We could take the example of Tom. Tom is an Aquarius. Aquarius rules what?
Humans, freedom, UFOs.
And most of all, electronics. And this guy is a genius of high-tech technology. And for the Air Force, I mean, Aquarius rules anything and everything which is above your head. So it is not an accident for Tom to be into my energy and to be into what he did. Now, he is affecting the Aquarius manifestation on the physical plane, but his soul is more into the spirit. That's why he can wait to retire like I do and join forces with me. I want 150% dedication to work with me and get me going. So, magnet on the track is a piece of wood. So Look at yin, and yin is a scorpio. Its third house, which is his mental process, it becomes a Capricorn, which is engineer editing, the editing, the engineer of writing. This guy is in charge of editing my book, Moon Power. You should see the work, the precision, the chronological precision, the watch precision this guy has for every comma, every point, every sentence, every information has to be less than supremely more than fact.
Yes.
That is Yang. And Yang does not, he's not as cosmic conscious as Leo or as Tom is, but he is learning, and sometimes I say, my God, stop being so constipated, so periodical. It is not a book. It's something that comes out every year, and after within a year, it pains me to see this guy crucify himself with so little detail for something that's going to be good only for a few months. But like Tom, he wants to make me look like a rock star, and they both do, because I get to be appreciated. I get to appear a professional in my expertise and in what I do. And if it wasn't for those guys, I mean, I don't know how many of you have watched, look at my website. I go insane a few weeks ago. What the hell is he doing? What is Tom doing? Tom is smart. He went there to start to clean everything. He starts to organize everything to make it much easier for the people to find things on the website, because the website isn't allowed. It went to hell. So he's organizing everything. And these are the type of people that God sent to me, because we all vibrate at the same speed. And we, in my mission before I came on this dance physical world, I said, well, there'll be a few guys that I'm going to meet, okay, before I meet my soulmate, okay, at 60 years old, okay. I had to attract a couple of guys, and there is more of you over there that are listening. That needs to be participant. What we are doing here is bigger. It's bigger than Dr. Cherry, bigger than Tom, bigger than Tom, bigger than Tirania. It's bigger than everything you could ever imagine. We're trying to bring back faith in the tools of God so the children of the future can have a safer and good life. Do you realize the importance of such an endeavor and the extreme complexity and the difficulties that, and the challenge that I'm dealing with every single day, trying to give you the essence of divinity in a foreign language in a foreign country? So I can only thank God who made me smart, don't get me wrong, but me, and I'm 63 very soon, I'm tired. I'm looking at the years ahead of me, and I've got to do this. I've got to do this, and it would take some of you to participate. Some of you say, okay, well, maybe Dr. Chirin can benefit instead of getting my money to the church and produce more religious lunatics that are going to kill everybody because of their religion. I don't pray God. Maybe I should give a donation, a good fat donation to Dr. Cherry, so he can get this school going and help the children of the future.
Yeah, because you know what, people, my husband and I are going to be going to an exotic tropical place somewhere to live the rest of our lives. And we're going to have it run in by somebody. Let me tell you, when I see someone that's still motivated or that takes good care of themselves and really looks good, and it motivates me. It motivates me because I'm so much about style and fashion. I don't have all the time in the world to dumb myself up the way I'd like to at times, or really get out there and express myself the way I'd like to. But I'm so much about style, I could literally live on the palette. It's so artistic, but and that's the whole world of metaphysics. It's being a piece of everything that's in the complex structure of our world. That's what makes this world go round. And I just can't see. I just don't see. I see by looking at people's UCIs, but how in the world we can have so many bad apples out there that will hurt people and do bad things to people. And then we can also have people who are so loving and would never want to, hurt anyone by the tip of a feather. It's just, it just boggles my mind every day.
But that's just to find the way to regenerate.
Yeah, and it's sickening, though, It's so sickening that this world is like that. So, really, I see you quick here. How is it that metaphysics differs from when you first started to today? How do you feel that you've already made such a difference from back then and today?
Well, if you look at the amount of newsletters that I wrote since 1991, and I think half of those newsletters are gone in the wind somewhere. But again, if you go Dr. Tree, you're going to have a few million hits. That tells you how many people read my stuff or duplicate it or put it there. Well, these are, I mean, what I can tell you is I am very impatient. I am an Aries dragon set with a hidden dragon in Gemini.
Yep.
So you're talking about fire and hair together, and you're a terrible charged man, and all this is happening in my head, and this is why the way I am. This is why I'm competitive. This is why people tend to misjudge me and assume I'm egocentric because I'm so direct and so honest. That's me. I'm a seeker, and I do have a problem with stupidity. So what I can see is that I was listening to this radio show the other day, and it's called The Moron Show. And then, this guy was just asking people stupid questions, and where is the Eiffel Tower? And people did not know it was France. He says, if you go west and you live in the United States, what is the first country you're going to hit? If you go south, that was Mexico. They didn't know that. And if you tell them, what is the Second Amendment? They didn't know it was right to their arms. So that tells me the fact that there is a lot of people out there, they're not related to Einstein. That's the fact of the matter. It looks like a good chunk of people. I'm not referring to the people listening to this show because you guys are curious, obviously, and very smart. But the majority of people are, Joe Sixpack and Sue, what do you call that?
Oh, Sally Sue.
Sally Sue, which is a perfect, perfect target for Joel Osteen. And his rat face and ugly smile, which is deceiving people with sugar-colored stuff, just regurgitating every verse of the Bible because it doesn't have any creativity. Again, he's a Pisces swimming downstream, like Osama bin Laden, a Pisces swimming downstream, while Dr. Cherry and Einstein are Pisces swimming upstream. So that's
okay,
the difference.
So here's this, too. Now, I even have some people close that I know, friends of mine. I can't really say friends because, to be honest, I only have such a handful of friends that, because you can't trust just everybody. But they say, well, I don't care what the cause. I don't care what the matter. I'm just trying to survive. How do you get past those people who want it now? And a lot of the world is like that. They want that immediate gratification. They want it now.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I want it now because I started in 1991. So you're talking about many, many years. That's why I want it now, and I should have it now.
No, but I know.
What I'm trying to tell you, the people want immediate gratification because they're lazy.
Yes.
Okay? They do not want to put the mental gymnastic, the intellectual effort that is necessary for them to understand the UCI and to aim towards the head of the dragon and all these promises. Okay, all the wishes, all the luck, all the directions, all that I am all about, all that I do is to guide people towards these dragons here. It's something that a lot of my clients never heard of, and normally astrologers tend to focus and concentrate on because they don't know. So in reference to the dragon, in Asia, the dragon becomes just a folklore, something you play every 2 years when the Chinese sign turns into the tiger. I am a tiger, by the way, in the Chinese horoscope. But what I'm trying to say, the 12 signs of the zodiac are nothing else than the 12 signs of the 12 animals of the oriental astrology. So we're talking about, again, in reference to the 12 apostles, the essence of the 12 signs of the zodiac, again, representing coming down to the 12 hours of the day, the 12 months of the year, the 12 apostles, 12 seen, the 12 jury, the 12 children of Israel, etc., etc. But if I had the opportunity to talk in college, universities, and being accepted as a normal person, not as a mystical psychic, if I could do some lecture, because I do have so many psychologists and psychiatrists that have signed up and follow my work. I read and learn from Dr. Sherry. I have so many teachers that are concerned parents really want to help me. But did any one of them forward one of my newsletters? No.
It's really, I think, the lower physical frequency logic.
Yeah.
And so many people are just stuck on meditation, and that's what controls the lower
rational
Pisces. Yeah.
That's 2,000 years of the legacy of the Asian Pisces, which wants people to get into that what they think cosmic consciousness, that state of beatitude, where they're going to become one with God, where they're going to elevate their spirit. Yeah, and some of them end up in Peru with a guru for the next 10 years. 10 years later, they end up 10 years more speed because this is not how you learn. Okay? So this Neptunian energy is like a poison. That's why religion and drugs and deception is literally running this world. This is why there are 875 different religious denominations that have hijacked the human spirit into so many doctrines. And you're trying to fight 2,000 years of Neptunian legacy upon a world that has lost spirit in the face of the truth of God. The initial mother of all science or astrology was used by all disappeared civilizations, the Mayan, the Incas, the Sumerian, the Atlantid, name it. All these people, and all the every main Medi story used the stars. But nowadays, the spiritually latent, incompetent,
insufficient,
scientists cannot deal with this world because nobody was there to educate them on the values of the cosmic codes.
Now, you say, okay, I know we're in this new age of Aquarius, and everything's changing now. Everything's evolving towards the more high-tech and the more freedom-oriented.
Thanks for that.
People searching for those worldwide groups who are all of non-forgiving and all about love.
Oh, God.
Freedom-oriented. But if it is so much about laziness, don't you think that regardless, it has a lot to do with keeping the faith and believing? Because even if they give up their laziness and they get right to it, don't you believe, too, that they have to have enough faith enough belief in the universe?
Well, you know, faith is something that you've got to have to get up tomorrow morning, Sonia. If you quit faith, if you don't have faith in your partner, if you don't have faith in tomorrow or next year or whatever, if you don't have faith in the future, you might as well just exit. And a lot of people have lost that.
But not,
and they make themselves prone to disease and die of cancer. Cancer is nothing else than the loss of faith.
But not just faith in that and those things, which I know those things are essential, yes, but faith in the angels and the universe. What's beyond?
When you start to talk to about angels, to scientists, you know, they don't have Mercury in Pisces like you. A Mercury in Pisces gives you this aptitude to now and then say, oh, I saw an angel, I saw the lights, you know.
But I do see those. I see them.
Tirania, I know you have Mercury in Pisces. So you're naturally set to see angel. And incidentally, you're on a walk. You know, and all the people that see signs and see things in the religious thing, they have a very strong Pisces. So I'm denying.
But you see UFOs.
Well, UFOs are real.
I see UFOs.
They're real. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, extraterrestrials are not just products of imagination, Tirana.
No, not at all.
I mean, I could have gone outside and clean or feed my dog, and what the hell did I have to look at the moon?
Now, hold on.
In the middle of the night. Why did I look up?
Remember the solar eclipse back in June?
Mm-hmm.
And the blue orb that I caught on camera?
Yeah, poor guy.
Yep. You saw the angel too. That was the orb. That was the angel.
Well, again, if you have a Mercury in Pisces, your mental process is based upon faith and imagination, dreams, psychic energy, and of course you become prime target for any form of deception, guru, or religion for that matter. Okay, but the age of Pisces is not completely dead. Okay, even though the Pope is on the internet, on Twitter, trying to grab people, and he's giving the option for gays and lesbians to become archbishop, whatever he's doing out there, at the age of Pisces, at the end, 50 years from now, there'll be no more religion. But I'm afraid, because every single day, science is distancing itself from the spirit. So what if this keep up, what you're going to have in the future is people have lost completely what the spirit, what imagination is all about. And they're going to become so dense, so rational, so physical, so skeptical, so scientist-oriented, that this world can only turn into the biggest, huge chaos ever. Messing up the laws of the divine is what creates such a chaotic world. The manipulation, the lack of true wisdom, the lack of cosmic consciousness is what creates all these kids. Now, they are only 15, 16 years old. They destroy everybody and themselves because they cannot understand their relationship with the divine. And scientists are doing nothing but repress my work. And the option to give those children the cosmic fluid they need to regenerate. So you're talking about the future generation, that we have to make sure they don't lose the spirit, because they are going to become architects of the physics. They're going to become extraterrestrial that are lost and not understanding why we have emotions and why we have passion and why we have creativity. They're going to become robots, educated robots functioning through ships. Because they'll be able to mess up the human psyche. They'll be able to use technology to produce some electrical shortcuts, so to speak, to give you strength, to give you memory, to give you this, to give you that. But even though that is formidable and it's inconceivable, the idea of losing the spirits is dreadful. It's so very scary to me. And this is one of the reasons why I work so hard. We cannot allow humanity to lose its connection with God, its connection with the divine, with the spirit and universal mind.
Okay, but I call that a faded illumination. It's actually a faded illumination's power. I wrote this back on September 6th of 2012. Mm-hmm. I actually received this email from a lady who's one of our clients, and she says, I work with the author by the name of Winfrey, okay? Mm-hmm. She says, he and I do talks at workshops, and oftentimes unusual lights show up in pictures, okay? She says, as you can see below, the orb on Win's elbow looks very much like the blue light in Dr. Cherry's pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're channeling, we have the opportunity to ask questions about the blue orb, and I thought you and Dr. Cherry would be interested in the answers. By the way, Lynn and Dr. Cherry are both alumni of giving talks, and they, you know, do a certain astrology charts. But then again, the difference between you and this man is he's doing the basics. So what he actually had that was taken by his elbow was something called the Venus Bunny. And I'm sure that many people have heard this already. It's sort of like a wolf dressed in bunny or sheep or pig clothing who will try to pull the wool over your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that what this man's information he's giving out is all bad and very philosophical, but you have the complete. And
I do have the cosmic, because I have cosmic consciousness.
Exactly.
I have my curious voice.
So you could see the difference.
Right.
When his picture, you could actually see a bunny face, and if you look at your photos with the blue orb, you can actually see Nostradamus' face, and you know this because you saw that with me.
Yeah, well, as I said, the mind can play a lot of tricks, but sometimes the mind is very precise and it comes to the psychic level. So, all right, well, it looks like if we're going to close the show.
Already?
Yeah, well, you know, we passed our time by 15 minutes because don't allow me to pass the time. We're going to shut down. We're going to see you again Wednesday night, and hopefully Don will have the telephone line working. But
I was having fun tonight.
Maybe you should do the show on your own and just be a spirit show. Maybe we should ask your VIPs if they want to hear you doing the show so I can go fishing. All right.
That would be entirely your own satellite radio is Tom is working on, but we're together.
What we can do about that, I'm not sure yet because it's
far in the future.
It's very far in the future. We're happy as it is now. So.
Yep.
All right, so we come at the end of this show.
We did, guys.
Oh, good night, everybody. God bless all of you.
We love you all.
And we shall see you next Wednesday.
Peace out.
Good night.
Bye.